the Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the Midday News for Thursday, May 23. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, opposition leader Lennox Linton sees no resolve by governments to effect electoral reforms anytime soon. And whilst Dominica dilly-dallies, the rest of the Caribbean is making strides ahead with reforms. A judge of the Superior Court of the USVI has dismissed an appeal by cash-strapped regional airline Liat and orders a U.S. $1.55 million in damages be awarded to a former employee. And President Donald Trump's angry threats Wednesday not to work with congressional Democrats until they stopped investigating him leaves lawmakers worried about disaster aid and budget talks. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash.
The Courts 3D event is finally here. Don't miss the biggest sale event of the season with 3 days of digital deals. From May 23rd to 25th, get great savings on all digital products, including laptops, tablets, phones, and accessories. And what's more, shop with ready finance and pay absolutely nothing for 30 days. So come into Courts or visit shopcourts.com and get the latest in technology. Hurry, it's 3 days only. Courts, bringing value home. Special conditions apply.
I need a fast cash to get me started, cause I wanna get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to be tough. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started, cause I wanna get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, fast cash can solve it. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Fast cash. Your money, your way.
Opposition leader Lennox Linton sees no resolve by governments to effect electoral reforms anytime soon. And whilst Dominica dilly-dallies, the rest of the Caribbean is making strides ahead with reforms. The Electoral Commission of Dominica hosted a national panel discussion on May 22nd at the Goodwill Parish Hall entitled The Electoral Process, The Way Forward, in collaboration with the Dominica State College and UE. The commission in a release said, "We believe there is a need to soberly discuss the issues surrounding the electoral process with a view towards public education, and these discussions ought to be held by those charged with shaping our legislation." The commission release also stated, "We are encouraging all persons to lay down for a moment any entrenched positions and openly, freely listen on a basis of that, participate in the discourse via the radio, television, and social media. This process is too important to be examined with bias, and we want to encourage doing so in an open forum that values the exchange of ideas on this issue." Before the discussion began, a bus arrived filled with police, special forces, armed with guns, helmets, and what appeared to be full riot gear, who controlled who were allowed to enter the premises and who were disallowed. They remained on the premises throughout the discussions. There was confusion in getting into the building for ordinary stakeholders who wished to attend and view the discussion, which was to deal with the topic of free and fair elections and the process or way forward. Many of them were denied entry into the building. In essence, the sober environment was transformed into a police-guarded, semi-hostile environment, and the open forum, which was advertised as open, became a gated affair. However, Foreign and CARICOM Affairs Minister Francine Baron insisted that the electoral process has been providing accurate results from inception and hinted at the possibility of maintaining its structure.
The electoral system that we have in place today is the same system that has been in place since independence in 1978. That system has returned credible elections every single time. There have been deficiencies identified, as is the case in any country, including developed countries like the United States. But overall, electoral observers invited by the government for the last two elections have pronounced our elections as credible. Nevertheless, to avoid incidents of personation, where people pretend to be persons that they are not, it has been recommended that ID cards should be introduced for voting. It is important to note, however, that there is no record of fraudulent voting in Dominica. None. And that fact has been noted by observers in their report. The government accepted, however, that in keeping with international best practice, it was advisable that identification cards be issued for voting. There has been an ongoing attempt since 2011 to introduce identification cards for voting.
Meantime, Attorney General Levi Peters said that the bills required to effect reforms are drafted and ready to be enacted, but there have been orchestrated obstacles in its way, including action by the Committee of Concerned Citizens Movement. Peter gave no details of such obstacles and did not acknowledge that the DLP government had a clear majority in Parliament and could therefore at any time pass any such legislation it desires in the House of Assembly.
The bills required to effect these reforms, namely the House of Assembly Elections Amendment Act and the Registration of Electors Amendment Act, are drafted and are ready to be tabled before Parliament, debated, passed, and enacted at any time. Indeed, were it not for the orchestrated placing of obstacles to prevent or hinder their enactment, they would have long ago been law and the desired ID cards an accurate register a reality today. Furthermore, these bills have been reviewed and endorsed as fit for purpose by independent electoral experts and observers, including a Commonwealth Technical Mission, all of whom have urged the prompt enactment of the bills.
In his remarks, Leader of the Opposition, Lennox Linton, stated that there has been a history of no electoral reforms in Dominica, and whilst we wait, the rest of the Caribbean is making strides ahead with reforms. He said it is not rocket science to just give the people ID cards.
No reform in 2009, no reform in 2014, while we waited patiently for the electoral reform promised by the Electoral Commission, other Caribbean countries move dutifully along with their reform agenda. And I want you to imagine the Electoral Commission contracted Barbadian attorney Mia Motley in 2013 to advise on the way forward for electoral reform. She has since emerged as the Prime Minister of Barbados, and we are still no closer to having electoral reform. The immediate way forward for the electoral process therefore has much to do with the commission authorized by the Constitution to conduct free and fair elections. Electoral reform is not rocket science. It is not nuclear physics. We believe a total re-registration of voters is the best way to clean the list, and this has successfully been done in neighboring island states over relatively short periods of 6 months or less. The ruling party proposal to amend the Registration of Electors Act to provide for overseas confirmation of voters is totally unnecessary.
Chairman of the Electoral Commission of Dominica, Gerald Burton, says the commission has had in its possession the machines and resources needed to issue out ID cards for quite some time. He says, however, that he, as the chairman of the commission, is not confident in the maturity of the people's political will to have a sober discussion surrounding this issue, and he also feels that testing needs to be done in order to know if it actually works. Many argue that after 2 years of having everything needed to issue ID cards, it is not a credible argument that the reason it can't be delivered is simply because of the lack of sober discussions around the matter, and that the argument for the need to test it out first is ridiculous.
For 2 years, therefore, we have had available to us the equipment, the technology, and the draft legislation, which would make it possible to introduce ID cards as part of the voting process, assist us in verifying the accuracy of the list of electors, and thereby go a long way in modernizing our electoral system in keeping with international standards and in a manner consistent with the recommendations of the election observers. It appears, however, that we have not had the political will to engage in the sober and reasonable type of discussion necessary to achieve compromise on the singular issue which appears to divide us. I am of the view that we cannot allow our nation to descend into chaos over the failure of those of us charged with the constitutional responsibility to resolve this issue in a civil and mature manner. Throughout the discussions on the introduction of the voter identification system, both at the commission level and in public discourse, I have made clear my view that unless we have had sufficient time to introduce the new system and to satisfy ourselves through proper testing that it is fully operational, I would not recommend that the system be used in any upcoming elections. I maintain this position. We have examples right here in our region of the dangers and the distrust which can emerge from any malfunctioning of the electoral system in the course of a general election.
In more local news, the president of the UWP, Isaac Baptist, says a United Workers Party government will ensure that no community has less than 2 exit routes for evacuation in the event of disaster. Baptist also says the Pitit-Savan-Delis Road and the Rosalie-Pitit-Savan Link Roads will be reopened and completed within the first year of the party assuming office. He was speaking at a lodge of candidates of the United Workers Party in Roseau on Sunday.
To protect communities from sea level rise of global warming and reduce traffic congestion between Belfast to Lubie, Team Dominica will undertake land reclamation works along the waterfronts of Maho, Massac, Newtown and Lubie with urgency to establish major road bypasses. A 2-lane Canefield Cliff bypass road will be constructed from Ravencock via Mont Daniel to Otto Trade within the first 18 months of assuming office.
Senior civil aviation officer in the St. Kitts and Nevis Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Aviation, Royston Griffin, has told staff of the Dominica Air and Seaports Authority that the promotion of an effective security culture is critical to achieving good security outcome. He was speaking at a one-week insider risk workshop for which he was contracted to facilitate.
A strong security culture must depend from the top management of all agencies and the department. And within every organization, the existing of a well-trained, motivated, and professional workforce is a critical requirement. All of us have a responsibility, not just to ourselves, but to the government and the people and all those who have invested to ensure that the traveling public is safe.
The DAIC, together with the DHTA, DYBT, and the Ministry of Commerce, Enterprise and Small Business Development, have been holding a 2-day disaster risk reduction workshop. Coordinator of the DYBT, Kerri-Ann Remy-Timothy, says the workshop is touching on many important areas.
We will see and undertake sessions in understanding disaster risk and the Sunday framework, sessions on current and future risk for businesses, global trend facing businesses, and we will have a special presentation by Brenton Hillier, branch manager of Sagico Life Insurance, who will give us some information reinsurance.
Meanwhile, executive director of the DAIC, Lizra Fabian, says through this disaster risk workshop, the changes desired can be achieved.
We need to operate together. We need to collaborate. And through this disaster risk reduction workshop, in partnership with even the Ministry of Commerce and our other private sector enterprises, we can achieve the change that we desire. So we want to encourage everyone today to continue to work along with us, and let's work together so that we can reduce our disaster risk, make Dominica more resilient, and enhance our economy as we try to be more sustainable.
Dominica will host the 2019 CBN Winlot Windward Island School Games from July 28 to August 4, 2019. As part of preparations, a preparatory meeting will be held today in Dominica. At that meeting, the sports division will present Dominica's plans for the hosting of the games to representatives from the 3 other Windward Islands. The meeting will also review the 2018 games, which was held in St. Lucia. Prior to the meeting, a brief opening ceremony will be held with addresses from Honorable Justina Revere, Minister for Youth, Sports and Constituency Empowerment, Mrs. Chandler Hyacinth, PS Education, Mr. Trevor Schillingford, Sports Coordinator, and Titus Francis, Mayor of Portsmouth. And speaking to Q95 News on Wednesday, Community Engagement Officer at the International Organization for Migration, Maxine Allen Esprit, was not prepared to answer on Dominica's readiness for the upcoming Atlantic hurricane season, which begins on June 1st. However, Esprit said the IOM is doing its part to assist organizations here in developing the country's resilience and infrastructure and the like against potential disasters.
Moving back to disaster.
From what I understand, the predictions are
moving back to disaster preparedness. Mm-hmm. based on your expertise and the team that you're working with, IOM, what's your view in terms of the readiness of Dominica heading into this new hurricane season?
Well, I have to say that I don't really have expertise to analyze that or to really comment on it. Other than to say that we are assisting in improving the readiness by the repair and rehabilitation of the shelters, and we will be providing equipment and non-food items, not only to the 16 that we will be repairing, but also to some others, so that a few more shelters will have the basic equipment that they need in advance of the, of any hazard that might affect us, and that I believe that the training that is being offered, in particular the training to the shelter managers, and also broader training in first aid, fire safety, and that kind of thing, will help to reduce the risks, to reduce the loss of life and the loss of property, and to enable us to recover more quickly in the event of a disaster, and recovery not only in terms of physical recovery, but also recovery of people's lives and their livelihoods.
Esprit is urging all citizens to always prepare themselves to survive any type of disaster, as hurricanes are not the only form of natural disaster which can occur.
From what I understand, the predictions are that we will have a slightly below normal hurricane season. And that at least one hurricane will make landfall within the Caribbean somewhere. So as usual, we have to be on guard. And at the end of the day, I think the most important thing is that individual households need to plan and prepare. So if you know that the structure where you live is not a safe one, then make your plan in advance as to what you will do, what you would do. Make your arrangements. If you think that your structure is a safe one, then you still need to make your plans in terms of beginning to stock up on supplies, beginning to stock up on water, always having your emergency bag packed, because hurricanes are not the only hazard that affect us.
In other news this afternoon, a judge of the Superior Court of the U.S. Virgin Islands has dismissed an appeal by the cash-strapped regional airline LIAT against a U.S. $1.55 million in damages awarded to a former employee. Justice Douglas A. Brady, in his ruling, said that the totality of the trial evidence was sufficient to permit a jury to inference that LIAT's preferred reasons were false when it dismissed William Sherubin. The judge also noted the airline, which is owned by several Caribbean governments, had discharged Sherubin because of his age and in violation of the Virgin Islands Civil Rights Act. The court will deny LIAT's renewed motion for judgment as a matter of law, Justice Brady said in his ruling made on May 13. And President Donald Trump's angry threats on Wednesday not to work with congressional Democrats until they stopped investigating him came at a sensitive time for talks over several important issues that bipartisan negotiators on Capitol Hill and the White House had hoped to wrap up before Congress leaves as early as Thursday for the Memorial Day recess. The sudden flare-up, in the words of one GOP leader, left an air of uncertainty over the talks that all sides had reported upbeat progress on in recent days. It also wasn't clear to lawmakers whether Trump's threat related only to the infrastructure spending proposal that was the subject of the meeting with Democrats that Trump stormed out of, or it meant all legislation. Seems like we have a little bit of an issue right now, said Senator John Thune of South Dakota, the second-ranking GOP leader. It's hard to figure how much gets done around here unless the atmospherics change. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Opposition leader Lennox Linton sees no resolve by governments to effect electoral reforms anytime soon. And whilst Dominica plays around, the rest of the Caribbean is making strides ahead with reforms. A judge of the Superior Court of the United States Virgin Islands has dismissed an appeal by cash-strapped regional airline LIAT and orders a U.S. $1.55 million in damages be awarded to a former employee. And President Donald Trump's angry threats on Wednesday not to work with congressional Democrats until they stopped investigating him leaves lawmakers worried about disaster aid and budget talks. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I am Kimberly Benjamin.
of the hour news as it happens.